Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's only one Chris Tannehill.
Dan McNeil. Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
Kendall Gill is here today. We're having a blast with Kendall.
Kendall Gill? Wow!
Kendall, you were in the middle of Michael Jordan conversation. Do you remember which story you were going to? Because I know there's a pile of them.
What, did I interrupt one of your impermeable stories?
Well, where were you going?
Yeah, I was going with, to his competitive spirit. You know, I'm not going to give my source away, but he did play with Michael. My source told me, he happens to work with me at NBC anyway, so I'm going to give him away. So Will told me that...
For privacy's sake, let's call her Lisa S. No, that's too obvious. Let's say L. Simpson.
You guys know how at the United Center how they have all the races on the board?
Yeah.
You know where the donuts are racing or the cups of coffee are racing?
Cup of coffee.
In lane number one is Dashing Donut. In lane number two is Cuppy Coffee. And in lane number three is Biggie Bagel.
Michael used to pay the guys to tell him who was going to win, and then he would bet all the players in the locker room.
Oh, my God.
Who would win the races. And they never could figure it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dunkin' Donut characters are at the starting gate. It is now post time. And they're off.
That is so Jordan.
You got to respect that at some level.
Win. He needed to win the Dunkin' Donuts.
He needed to win that bad. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tom, I think you hit a ceiling. You just keep raising the bar. You are like the Michael Jordan of being a son of a bitch.
The ceiling is the roof.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Touch them all, Chris Tannehill, from a very enjoyable Friday, thanks to Budweiser and Bandit over there on West Randolph. Me, Spiegel, him, Kendall Gill, and David Haw on Friday. We were McNeil and Parkins, and Kendall just had so much fun telling stories. And how Michael Jordan is that, Dan McNeil, to get insider info on who would win the Dunkin' Donuts race and then bet his teammates?
Yeah, incredible to take their money like that. And the actual Phil George F. on the call tickled me, along with Marty Hart from season number one of True Detective.
Mm.
You're like the Michael Jordan of being a son of a bitch. That's a great one. Oh, keep him coming.
He's Danny Mack. He's back. He's the one-armed man. So.
Oh, my arm. It's broken.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's worried about it. Everybody's worried about it, but that means I get to be over here. I get to drive, I get to punch buttons, and you and me get to play radio like it's 2013.
Yes, 2013 all over again. Congratulations. Let's not stop with the momentum you gained during the transition. Right at the end of it, you dropped that, and texters are lining up to say congratulations to you for getting a Cubs game here on the 1st of March.
Thanks,
man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You and Coomer?
Me and Ron Coomer. And Coom is
that's how you do it.
Coom is the best. He's such a sweet guy, and every time that I've been in that booth, he's welcomed me warmly to do pre and post and sit behind as Zach does play by play, usually filling in for Pat. And look, I don't know what your first dream media job was, but mine certainly was Major League Baseball play by play. And so to be given a shot, even just to do a spring training game on the 1st of March, I will at this point, it's not often you get to do something brand new and get to feel those nerves at this point in a media career, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's kick ass.
I'm pretty psyched. I got to say,
whose influences will I notice?
I think you'll notice.
Goofball who used to be a goofball. He's a goofball.
Goof chops.
The old Italian in Boston.
Joe Castiglione.
Yes,
Joe Castiglione. Yeah, I grew up on Ken Coleman and Joe Castiglione, but then Phil Rizzuto and Bill White. But I mean, how do you not do Pat Hughes? I mean,
it'll be very
difficult to not do Pat Hughes and
Pat
sit
Hughes
there with Ron. No, man, I don't know what the hell. It's just spring training, but, like, I got to have a home run call and everything ready to go.
Just be you. You'll be great.
Man.
That's cool.
My 22-year-old nephew, Jack McGillicuddy, who's about
22 now.
About to graduate from Syracuse, sports director of the radio station in Syracuse, just got a job doing he's going to do single A baseball play-by-play this summer as a play-by-play guy. Did the Cape Cod League last year and the year before.
Rest in peace to his personality then.
What? Because the Syracuse cookie cutter play by play?
They give you a diploma, they take away your personality.
I'll tell you what, my advice to him every step of the way has been, seriously, find whatever is weird about you and accentuate it.
See?
100%, Chef.
I went to the Harvard of this industry, Syracuse.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Bully for you.
Whatever makes you unique, run towards it,
yes.
Not away from it.
Yes.
That's been my advice
since
he was 14 and asking me about the business.
But, and piece of advice number two, pack a parachute, because this industry is a fraction of what it once was.
Damn Skippy. His team might get contracted by Rob Manfred in the middle of the year. You never know. But yeah, like, so he's been wanting to be Uncle Matt is most of his young adult life, and now I need him to sit me down and give me some guidance as a play-by-play guy.
That's great.
And so
he's 22. They do grow up, don't they?
Yeah, how dare they?
I can remember when you were just in the neighborhood stalking his Little League games. Hey, who's that guy?
It wasn't his Little League games. That was just random strangers.
It was just a random Little League game.
I thought it was his.
No, I used to go to his.
That's why it's so damn creepy.
Yeah, I was driving the Honda Element on Damon near Diversey, and I saw a game at that little park, and I just pulled over and watched, and you guys couldn't have enough of that.
And you had no connection.
Zero affiliation to anyone on the field.
Thank you for stopping by, Father Spiegel.
It was just a glorious spring evening. I felt like watching baseball. Didn't care who was playing.
Wow.
Hey, kids, come on over.
Wow.
Anybody want some candy? Gee, you fat.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah. That's got to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm in for Parkins for the next 3 days. Danny's on paternity leave.
Yes, he is. He's taking some time off. Everything's going well with Owen and Steph and Danny, and we've been in touch quite a bit. Thanks to everybody here at the radio station for putting up with me these last couple of weeks. I ain't been 100%, and it's not just the shoulder, but I'm here ready to roll today, and I'm glad you're here the next few days. We will be sharing Scorehouse after you do play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you'll still be in a good mood as Sunday morphs into Monday, and we start, I think, 4 shows because we have a Cubs broadcast on Friday at the end of the week where we won't be on.
Correct, yeah.
Are you doing that one, too?
No, I'm not, but I'm thrilled to be involved and invited, and I think we're going to be three-man, and we're going to be three-man booth that whole week, you, me, and Parkins.
Yes.
Right?
The three-man weave.
Oh, that's so. Am I Tynowitz in this circumstance, or am
much
I
much funnier than that?
Am I Yerk? Or can I be Mac? And does Mac get to be Yerk in that?
It's gonna be a blast.
It is gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun. And I'm not drinking, so I'll be the one who drives everywhere because I'm not allowed to wear the brace when I drive. So actually, I can drive.
Mm.
They discourage you from doing it, but you have to get from point A to point B. But I'll be your designated driver.
Right or left arm? Hey, that little gimmick on it. Is it one of those with the hooks or
the hooks? I thought of that all day Saturday when I couldn't get into a jar of peanut butter or whatever it is I was trying to open with one arm. You got one of those gizmos on it?
Yeah. What's your level of functionality? Like, what do you need help doing around these parts?
Shep got my wallet out of my pocket for me earlier today. Had to switch it to the left pocket.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you didn't even ask, but he just jumped at the opportunity.
And it wasn't a wallet.
Sorry, so Shep got your wallet.
Yeah, I want to do baseball with you. Dude, I want to do some Bulls. I want to talk about this potential for Bulls restructure and how silly these notions are. I want to talk about the NBA's All-Star Festivities Sunday, which I watched the entire opening ceremonies. And I don't – well, there is something they could have done a little bit better, but it's not their fault. I give it 5 stars. I thought it was spectacular. What a performance.
Mm.
What a spectacular show that went on before the game even started, I thought. That anthem, a little bit much for me.
Chaka was a little...
But the rest of the evening was very, very cool.
And I thought the fourth quarter was remarkable sports television. I think they have fixed the NBA All-Star game, and it's remarkable. The Elam ending, which apparently they took from the basketball tournament. I know that the Big Three also used it, that veteran former NBA player 3-on-3 thing that Ice Cube does. But man, the intensity level in that fourth quarter, I could not believe it. The defense being played, charges being drawn.
It was like 2 games. You saw the first 3 quarters and then the last quarter. Yeah.
The entire
kind of like Full Metal Jacket of All-Star games.
That was NBA levels intensity. It was a great showcase for this town and the sport and all-star games everywhere. The Bulls, not so much. But everything else was right there.
Yeah, there is a story I don't believe that's being reported I want to get to in just a little bit. I've heard of a breath or two about it, about something that was absent at the United Center. I'll get to that in a little bit. But you do what you got to do over there because you are Captain Stubing.
Listen, the top of the hour was brought to you by Northwestern Football. Okay, Coach Fitz and the Northwestern Football return to Wrigley Field on November 7th as they host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at NUSports.com. And this hour brought to you by Santana Energy Services. I have all their records. Visit SantanaEnergyServices.com. He's Mac. I'm Spiegs. It's McNeil and Parkins on 670 The Score.
Getting back to you and these damn Chicago Bulls.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I love Chicago.
So what about Cleveland?
I love Cleveland, but I'm never going to see the Cavaliers again because of the Cavaliers. Like, oh, just for the record, this is the last time we ever come to Chicago, too.
Why?
Because the Bulls stink.
At any rate.
He's not wrong.
Only one Charles Barkley.
Man, let that be a lesson to everybody in sports media. You know, there might be bigger names, there might be more talented people, but that show continues to work because chemistry is king.
It's very
Dan
good.
McNeil.
Yes, it is.
Right? And those guys just, they're loose as all hell and say whatever comes to mind.
This is the last time we ever come to Chicago, too.
Why?
Because the Bulls stink.
The truth is awkward sometimes.
I thought the show on the court was tremendous. There wasn't a lot of conversation about the Bulls not mattering until Charles Barkley signed it off, right?
Yeah, no, I think the moment you had,
I didn't catch any anyway.
I didn't hear any either. You had that moment right there from Chuckles, and then you had the First Take moment on Friday morning at Navy Pier when Max Kellerman said, well, how about to Zach LaVine?
Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. They're terrible, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop. Fire Garpax breaking out behind Zach LaVine. That's your national embarrassment. That was the beginning of it.
Okay, so it was only Max Kellerman and Charles Barkley before closing credits. That's not too rough, considering there were 3 hours and 40 minutes of entertainment in between.
Yeah, man, I think overall it's an incredibly good showing for Chicago basketball city. I mean, LeBron James asked about Chicago. Didn't just reference Isaiah Thomas and D. Wade and stuff. He referenced Ben Wilson. He talked about the soul of this city as a basketball
Whiteboard
town.
Whiteboard Ben Wilson, for those who don't know the story of the former Chicago Public League star.
Legendary Simeon High School star, bound for college glory, everybody would think NBA glory, unfortunately shot and killed as a senior in high school, what, 87?
84.
Early?
I'm pretty sure I was home for Thanksgiving
1984.
Break. 1984. Yeah, I was home for Thanksgiving break, heard the news on the radio and wept.
Yeah.
And it was
number one
just,
player in the country at the time.
Yeah. It was, it was a lot of Chicago. It was good Chicago. And Obama is part of the NBA's, you know, presentation at the beginning.
Yes.
Isaiah Thomas Why did Michael Jordan have such a non-presence in this event?
See, Jordan was part of that little five-minute hype piece on Chicago basketball that TNT ran before the game began. But other than that, I don't think the man was physically in town.
I don't think he was either, which is, you know, and I don't know why he wouldn't be. I would think the NBA would have invited him. Why is nobody writing about this? Does no one care? Does nobody care why Jordan wasn't more of a part of this thing? It's in Chicago. And you want to say he's got his own franchise to worry about? Fine.
Well, last year...
But it was a salute to Kobe Bryant for the entire evening.
Yeah, neither of those things might be about Michael enough, as my cynical reaction.
I sure hope that's not what it is, but I'm thinking, is he not feeling well? He didn't look well. And the little snippets we saw of him... that were produced wearing a baggy orange T-shirt. They were only 3-4 second clips.
Yeah, last year the game was in Charlotte. Michael was the king of those festivities there. His franchise, his home state, and also he's been active in the community in North Carolina and talked about growing up there and part of that the fabric of that culture. I don't know that Jordan. Really, I think that's part of the issue, is that Jordan really does not feel a consistent, continuing connection to Chicago, to the Bulls, and he doesn't live it.
Chicago, though, it's about the late Kobe Bryant and how you have a continent that has been mourning his tragic death for 4 weeks now. Almost 4 weeks. And he's too big for that to participate in that, if that's what it is, if he's not sick.
I don't know.
It's not about the Chicago-ness for me. He wants to divorce himself from the Bulls. That's
Chicago-wise.
Fine.
Like, even when the Hawks were in their Stanley Cup runs, he was showing up and there were the pictures of him.
The Hawks?
Yeah, the Hawks. There are those that he was willing to make himself available for.
But isn't that
all-star game?
Isn't that part and parcel of the whole thing, though, is like... the Jordan statue looms outside, and the specter of Jordan looms above and sort of detached from what the Bulls currently are. The whole thing is like, that was a great showcase for the town, for the sport, for the players, for everything, and it's got nothing to do with the Bulls as they stand right
now. No, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with it.
And Michael really has nothing to do with the Bulls.
Kobe Bryant was a guy who admired everything about Michael Jordan. He worshipped the ground he walked on. He emulated his game after him. He emulated his speech patterns. Mm-hmm. And Jordan's too cool for the room to participate in an NBA-produced tribute to the late Kobe Bryant and his daughter. If that's the case, that's low rent. That's as low rent as Jordan has been. Every bit as low rent as it was when he bashed Jerry Krause at his Hall of Fame enshrinement.
He bashed everybody at the Hall of Fame enshrinement. That's Mike, though. Mike dunks on everybody. Every chance he gets, he just wants to dunk on people.
I just don't get it, man. Jennifer Hudson in that gorgeous Lakers purple dress, singing her heart out. Mm-hmm. And, when the guy who used to be the king of that building's too cool for the room, he's not there. He doesn't want anything to do with it. He doesn't want to come to town. He doesn't want to be a part of the NBA's pre-production.
Do you think it's him, or do you think it's part the Bulls of we don't want to live off of yesteryear?
That wasn't a Bulls thing. That was an NBA presentation. Sure. That's all NBA and TNT.
If I were the Bulls, I would want any connection, public, private, on the surface, beneath it. I would want any connection to greatness that I possibly could. They need it. They need all of it. Wasn't Mike in town? Didn't he have a birthday party here on Friday night? So did he celebrate?
If he did, I wasn't invited.
Neither was I. It's amazing how many events went on that I wasn't invited to all weekend. All weekend long, it was happening. But so if Mike was in town Friday, he wasn't on Sunday or wasn't there.
I found it was obvious. Just before the game even started, it was like, what the hell? Why is he not more of a? You had gorgeous. Isaiah Thomas looked fantastic in his interview that he did that was recorded.
And Chance.
Yes, other Chicago people, other NBA people speaking eloquently about one of the game's greatest players whose tragic death rocked this country, rocked this sporting country 3+ weeks ago. And yeah,
I don't know.
That's just brutal.
Well, if that's out there at all, why Mike wasn't involved?
Anybody's not writing about this. I would think that would be something people would be interested in.
Maybe it's that people legitimately do not think of him as connected to the Chicago Bulls now, but it really the thing about Chicago as a basketball town.
Yeah, and it to me, it's more about the salute to Kobe Bryant's legacy.
Got you.
He should have had something to say about that. Mm.
The dream has always been, Mac, from the Bulls' perspective anyway, that Michael Reinsdorf was going to wake up one day and have some Rocky Wirtz in him. Was going to be like, you know what? The way my dad has done things all these decades. Now, granted, Jerry's not dead and Bill did die, but the dream still was that Michael was going to say, you know what? We need to stop with the loyalty, stop with the way that we've been doing things, and go bring in some people who actually know how to build a winner. Find the equivalent of Scotty Bowman and his kid and bring them in to change things up. That didn't happen, though, when Michael took over.
No, a
couple of years ago, it didn't happen.
Dude, you're speaking my language, just like you wrote it for what I wanted to talk about today regarding these potential Bulls changes where John Paxson still would have a significant role in the organization.
That's the thing.
So, and Gar Foreman still would have a role in the organization,
so
right?
If Michael knows...
What are you doing?
If Michael knows that this town and this sport has no connection to the current Bulls, and they've got zero gravitas and selling points to say, hey, free agents, come on over here. Come on, play here. Then nobody wants to. If he knows it, it seems like maybe he's getting ready to do something about it. But these rumors, what Casey wrote, what Joe Cowley wrote,
yes,
that Gar Foreman would be demoted to scouting but still allowed, that John Paxson would remain but that they're going through back channels looking for somebody to be the GM underneath John Paxson, this to you does not sound like enough.
No, it isn't. And you use the Blackhawks as a model for this. It couldn't have, the model is right there. You had a Hall of Fame player who was the head coach fired four games into the 08-09 season, Dennis Savard. They grabbed Dennis Savard by the shirt collar and said, you're going to kiss babies, shake hands at golf outings, do a bunch of appearances. You're not going to have anything to do with the product. You're still welcome to be a part of the family. We want you here.
Sounds good.
You're one of our great players of all time, but you're out.
Sounds like a nice gig for Johnny Jumpshot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. That's how you cut the cord. You don't give a guy another job in the organization. The Kenny Williams model. Really?
That's what it is.
So he could spend the next five, like Kenny spent his first 5 years reminding everybody what was it on a quarterly basis. He was Rickon's boss.
Yes, yes. And then every once in a while, Pax will come out of the woodwork and say something terrible.
Yes.
And to really demean
right.
the entire exercise.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Make him an ambassador. John still wants to be a part of the organization. Make him an ambassador. Hmm. That's what he should do.
Well, if he's going to do the Kenny model, then he's got to play it up just like Kenny. And when you sign Jose Abreu, you want to make sure that you let everyone loud and clear remind them,
yes,
I was the one that scouted him.
That's right.
My doing as soon as he shows up in an All-Star game.
Yeah.
That wasn't your boy Rick Hahn. That was me. That was old Kenny.
That'll
be John Paxson when he trades for Otto Porter again.
I don't think Michael has enough Rocky in him. I think,
that's unfortunate.
Right? Because that's what needs to happen. They need to find somebody that can bridge that gap between what is this basketball city and what is this basketball franchise.
These decisions, the most important jobs in your organization, those decisions need to be made void of emotion. Mm. Forget about the big shot at 93 already, would you?
The bottom of the hour was brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball, the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. And this segment is sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Make a resolution to lose weight with Nutrisystem for Men, just like Mully from The Morning Show lost some weight over the past 3 months. Join today, and when you buy your first month of food, you'll get a month absolutely free. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio to get started. 1 hour from now, we will talk to a man in the city of the most hated sports franchise that we can remember.
Yeah, Sean Pendergast is the morning host at one of the sports yakkers in Houston. So we'll get his temperature on what Houstonians are saying about their 2017 World Series title team.
More of your calls and texts next. I'm McNeil Parkins here on 670 The Score.
You know what? I got faith in management here. I think, they have to know what they're doing. I think their decision was right for them. And I'll continue to wish them the best. I think they got some really great young talent. They'll figure it out. I think they got nothing but time.
That's right. John Paxson has nothing but time.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy's full of praise. Effusive.
They've got nothing but time.
Nothing but thanks, Jimmy.
Johnson, what, year 16 or 17? Uh-huh. Got nothing but time.
I believe seventh head coach. He's on his seventh head coach right now.
Oh, goodness.
Jimmy says nothing but time because we're pretty good in Miami, and it's nice having another doormat here in the East. Let them remain a doormat. Jimmy's having fun. Good for Jimmy. Jimmy's new in town.
Yeah, he's in love with being an NBA star and being a millionaire, and I don't know. I don't want to see his act around here again. You?
No. I'm good with that. Yeah. That came up right with Jimmy. Like, maybe I'll come by at the end of my career.
No, we're good.
Hands off, Jimmy! Don't touch Jimmy!
Enough of these one last shift appearances.
Well,
whether they're Bulls, Blackhawks, anybody, just so they can retire in your uniform, stop already.
Well, it's a fine line, right? I mean, because here we are talking about wanting something to reconnect the city to its team.
Jimmy,
right?
Butler is more of a reminder of dysfunction.
Correct.
Than he is success.
Here's the thing. They really like this idea of having a local guy to introduce last. I believe that was Jabari Parker's official starting position. And starting at local guy we can introduce last, Jabari Parker. That was Dwayne Wade's starting position.
Right.
It was D. Rose's eventual starting position.
Jabari Parker.
But it's like,
pay to play defense in this league.
The last few times they've done that, it hasn't worked out well. The Jabari thing didn't work out well. Dwayne and the three alphas led to one of the more embarrassing seasons in the history of the franchise, right?
Yeah.
With him and Jimmy bus tossing everybody.
It's, the change Spiegs needs to be at the highest level, and it's not a new job title for John Paxson unless it says ambassador on his business card. That's the only thing that's acceptable. Take him out of basketball operations, and while you're at it, Doug Collins can go play golf, too.
But I think Collins supposedly is the impetus for this. Do you see some of it?
Yes, he's the one who allegedly wants Foreman out as bad as any of them.
Hey, Jerry, I've been here 3 years now.
And that's over the Hoiberg hire, I guess.
Yeah, he thinks that was wrong. He thinks there are a lot of things wrong. Doug moves slow, though. He's got a problem with the Hoiberg hire. So here we are 4 years later, and Doug's making his point.
Bernstein said earlier today, I don't know if you have heard
if he said it, it must be true.
It got to be. The Dickie Dunn of NBA. Dickie Dunn from Slapshot, for those of you who don't know.
I love when you whiteboard.
Yeah, got to. Especially a movie that was made in 1977. It took me a little while to realize.
Yeah,
maybe you should whiteboard a little bit more of that.
Yeah, it was old when you and I started. That's true.
Beyond old. Beyond old.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
All right. Bernstein said something.
Bernstein said that when the head coach, Jim Boylan, is giving interviews in group situations, there are PR assistants right nearby who sort of vet the questions before they get to the head coach because they don't trust him to make speech that is acceptable. they screen the questions, essentially, for the head coach of your NBA team.
That's unfortunate. This has gone on for so long.
If that's true...
Man,
there's no precedent for that. As much as, you know, the White Sox cringed every time Terry Bevington spoke. Or, you know, the Bears with Mark Trestman in year two.
He was saying fair. I was saying foul, Terry Bevington.
I don't remember them having to be that guarded.
God, this is just so familiar. They're terrible at picking coaches. The one time they picked a good one is when everybody in the league wanted Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Every single team in the league, he was the number one assistant. Everybody wanted him, and they picked him, and then they eventually drove him out of town. Other than that, they're horrific. Do you remember? I remember hearing the stuff about Vinny Del Negro, that somebody who was covering the team at the time told me at the time that he was very close to the bench in the final 10 seconds when Vinny called a timeout in a crucial moment in a game. And everybody came over and gathered around. You remember this story?
I do.
Everybody gathered around and gathered around Vinny. And Vinny just like sat there and sweat for about 10 seconds. Didn't say a thing. Just breathed heavy and sweat. And couldn't make words to come out of his mouth at a moment like that. And then they're like, okay, I guess we'll just do something. Thanks, coach.
A sober shooter.
Just sat around and perspired, huh?
They're terrible at picking
that's awesome.
Coaches and players.
Yeah.
Things like that.
What would you say they do well?
Fill the building. They entertain a crowd.
Do
choose,
they?
Well,
that's
yes.
starting to decline a little.
Starting to, but still, they're still in the best. There's only a few teams in the league that are drawing fewer percentages of house filled, right?
Yeah, now, at this point, right. it's a low percentage. Now, the United Center is huge. It's the biggest building in the NBA.
Yeah, they're very profitable.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're like the Bears in short pants. You know, as long as you keep going.
They're really good at slapping each other on the back and reaffirming each other's existence. You know, Boylan tells Pax he's doing good. Pax tells Gar he's doing good.
You think anyone tells Gar he's doing anything good? I don't know.
I think somebody must have along the way. And this whole imaginary restructure that everybody's writing about that was bandied about all weekend, Gar remains! He stays perky.
Text came in just a short while ago in the Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin Tech Zone. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com regarding the Blackhawks and what changes we might foresee there as we talk about these things for the Bulls. I don't know. It's going to be interesting because they're not playoff bound, kids. This road trip that just wrapped up the other night in Winnipeg, oh my goodness, was it awful. And they are not going to make the playoffs. And, you know, you could make real strong arguments that the general manager should be fired.
Well, the winter tenants are not really giving us any reason to look currently in the moment.
Thank God baseball season is right around the corner. And this is the home for Cubs baseball again. Mm-hmm. Matt Spiegel bringing in the season on Sunday, March 1 from Sloan Park in Zona.
That's exactly right.
Javi Baez is chirping over the weekend about his lack of interest in being a winner last year.
John Lester saying some things of intrigue today as well. Cubs getting verbal, saying things that pique our baseball interest and yours too, we think. You'll hear them next on 670 The Score.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!